going for the kids, and like the Harrisons and the Rodriguez said, you think you're going and it's all about the teenagers. But I'm thankful that God speaks to anyone's heart who will be open. And on the way there, we talked about having your hearts open and ready to receive the Word of God. And I'm thankful the Lord spoke to my heart this week. And I know the Lord spoke to my heart about just being a better example, because I recognize that there's a group of teenagers who are watching my wife and I. And I want the Lord to be pleased with my behavior. And I want the Lord, as they look at my life, I want them to see an example of how a Christian should act. And I'm thankful that God spoke to my heart this week. And I'm also thankful that we have a pastor and a pastor's wife who do not leave the teenagers alone. And actually, when we're at camp, they're there. They're involved in things. You could see Pastor Crawford fighting with the kids and arm wrestling everyone he could possibly arm wrestle when he was there. But honestly, there's some pastors I know that they send their kids off to camp and it's like a separate thing. And I'm thankful Pastor recognizes the influence he has on our teenagers. And I got to clarify that joke that someone said about Pastor's prayer, because it was one of the most funny things ever. And he's probably not going to like me doing this, but it'll be funny. The first night, Pastor was praying to open the entire camp. And Pastor's prayer was going wonderful, and he was using these beautiful words that were nice and flowery, and we were impressed. And at the end of his prayer, he was getting ready for the preaching. He was asked to bless the offering, and he said, "And Lord, bless this food to our bodies." And it was about the funniest thing. Caleb said he's never been that embarrassed his entire life. So all week long as Pastor was preaching, we were like, "Bless the food, amen. We're having a good time." But I know, just to clarify that, it was definitely hilarious. But thank you, parents, for allowing us to go. And my wife and I, just again, we're so thankful that God allows us to serve here. And we look forward to seeing what God can do in the future.
It was a tremendous camp. It's amazing what can happen. You get up and get away from TV. And some of you experience, I know some of the John Reed and Total Tinos have been up there, several others. It's just amazing what can happen. It was funny that I prayed for the supper instead of the offering. But I have a little issue. I've been trying to lose some weight and pretty much think about food all the time. I'm thinking about it right now. I wish I had a hamburger. I'd eat one right now. But so it was funny. And Brother Juan did win the tug of war this year. I won it the last 2 years, and we passed the mantle off. And Brother Juan did a great job there. If you saw it there front, you thought maybe he didn't win, but no. The other guy was bigger than him too. That guy was huge. I think Brother Juan's big. Golly, this other guy. Anyway, but he won, so we had a great time. I think for me this year, a blessing, and I don't want to embarrass Brother Juan, but I'm going to anyway. I said that twice today. It was a blessing to get to drive up there with Brother Juan, myself, for 15 hours and all the way back 15 hours. It's a blessing to see a family who came to know the Lord here at our church and to see how they've grown. And Juan, I know you didn't mean for this to come out this way or didn't think much about it, but Brother Juan said something that really caught my attention, and it really, really summarizes what happens. He said, I wasn't expecting to be touched this way. I wasn't expecting to, and I'll summarize, I wasn't expecting to feel this way. To go to camp and, you know, not just the kids, but for me to be touched by the messages. For me to feel the presence of God. And now I'm really summarizing a little above, but that's what he was, you know, he felt it. I wonder when the last time you have felt the touch of God in your life. When's the last time you were in a service? And I realize, I don't think serving the Lord or in a service, it should be all the time emotional. But when's the last time you got emotional about it? It ought to be emotional every once in a while. We ought to feel the presence of God in our life. Maybe it's not at church. When's the last time you felt it in your daily devotional life? When's the last time you felt like, man, he's just right here? It's amazing how you get off of camp and you can feel that. Again, now, I'm telling you, our salvation is not based upon experience, right? I mean, I believe the Bible. We're saved, and the Bible says. But it is wonderful when you feel the closeness of the Lord. I just want to encourage you. Maybe it's a good time to start unplugging the TV every once in a while and spend a little more time reading your Bible. Maybe good, as I said this morning, to to load up your iPod with some, or your cell phone with some good music, and instead of listening to ESPN on the way to work, listen to some good Christian music on the way to work. Maybe it's time to immerse yourself in the things of God. That's the difference. That's what camp is. That's the difference. I've been to camp since I was 8 years old. And when they can all get up here and say that was a great preacher, that Brother Gaddis was a good preacher, but every year they say it. Boy, that was a good preacher. Now the year before, that was a good preacher. Well, that was a good preacher. I'm telling you, the preaching was great. Wasn't it, Brother Spain? It was amazing. Brother Spain's been preaching at that camp for years and years and years. But every year, the preaching is great. It's not so much about the preacher, is what I'm trying to say. It's about the Lord showing up in a special way because you are away from so many of those worldly things. I just want to encourage you as a member of Heritage or a visitor tonight, do your very best this week just to get alone with God for a little while. Immerse yourself in the Word of God. Immerse yourself in the things of God. Listen to some good music. Instead of laying in bed at night and watching the TV, lay in bed at night and read a good book. Go to the bookstore here at the church and buy a biography or something that would be simple to read but fun and enjoyable. And just get back to you, not only knowing it up here, but feeling it here. Right, Brother Juan? That's what it did, didn't it? It's an amazing thing. And all of our teenagers have been touched this week. What a great testimony. Let's all stand.